The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9.
Good morning and welcome back to another episode of Share the Health. I'm Dr. Kevin Ziegel of Integrative Chiropractic and Wellness on Sutton Street in North Andover. And with me is...
Ariana Barrett, Certified Lifeline Practitioner, also in North Andover.
And we are going to discuss a few things this week, but the first topic that I wanted to... throw out here was the epidemic of childhood obesity. As a coach for the ketogenic diet program that I offer at my office, I typically will have adult dieters or patients who have stored a lot of fat. But sadly, the statistics are shifting in the direction of children, very, very young children, developing obesity, and then that becomes a lifelong problem potentially for them. Part of the presentation I give regarding the diet is that one in three children are expected to develop in this country are expected to develop type 2 diabetes by the time they're 20. And it has everything to do with, of course, what they eat, and it affects lower socioeconomic classes much more hard than it does people who have the ability to purchase perhaps, you know, organic food and better food. Ariana, we were discussing your affiliation at a private school and the lack of obesity among the students that you see there.
In my mind of over 400 students, I cannot think of one obese student. And yes, it's a private school, pre-K through eighth grade. So not really low socioeconomic at all. So it is very interesting to make that connection. The children are also extremely active. Most of them do multiple sports per season, and I think that also contributes to it as well.
Right, and it's definitely primarily, though genetics can play a little bit of a role, it's more about how mom was during her pregnancy and what she ate and whether she avoided excessive carbohydrate intake and like gestational diabetes. But also that statistic that I mentioned about one in three children by the time they're age 20 having type 2 diabetes, that's primarily inner city where a family of four can go to McDonald's and for $5 each, they each get three double cheeseburgers, a small Coca-Cola, and a small French fry. Now, when you look at what's in that, I mean, it's absolute poison, but it's very carbohydrate and fat dominant with a minimum of protein. And you compare that to a family who sits down and maybe they've got some good meat protein, whether it's chicken or beef or fish, and some vegetables. And even if they are eating some carbs, it's much more balanced for these kids. There's a huge problem with childhood obesity, and especially in young girls are developing what's called polycystic ovarian syndrome. It's where their ovaries become covered with cysts because they become so insulin resistant from eating too many carbs that they are put on usually an oral diabetes medication, which doesn't work, and then they're pushing these young ladies.
And birth control.
Yes, of course, which makes the problem worse. Mm-hmm. And then they're being pushed into bariatric surgery at age 16, 17.
Doesn't make sense. Can I just rewind here for a minute? You're mentioning how it's cheaper to eat not as healthy food. I really just want to plant this seed that you can eat healthy inexpensively. How much does it cost to make brown rice, black beans? You can get complete proteins in a vegetarian diet. Yes, to get organic meats, it's a little more expensive, and then taking the time to prepare it as well takes effort, energy, and consciousness. But you absolutely can eat healthy on a budget. And you can eat nuts. You can eat grains. There are lots of things you can eat. And most supermarkets have a more of a natural food section, even organic in the produce aisle. So I really emphasize the fact that we can. I really believe a lot of it is education and having the tool to know how to do it.
Oh, no, I absolutely agree. And I appreciate that. The problem that I've observed is that though somebody can do something, the question
is, it's easier to go through the McDonald's drive-through.
After the soccer practice, the kids are in the back, they see the golden arches, and they say, and the combination of fat and salt and sugar
feels good.
It's addictive. These kids are becoming addicted to fast food. And I'm thankful that my kids years ago made a stand that they just would never go to McDonald's or any fast food place again.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're in college now. I'm sure there are some late nights where Burger King is very appealing. But, the statistics don't lie. These are right off the CDC's website. And it's tragic to think of a 16 or 18 year old. I don't know what they have to wait until they're 18, I think. But for a young lady to have a stomach sleeve or any other type of bariatric surgery, because all that does is disables them from eating something more than like 3 peas at once, or else they're going to throw up.
Yeah, and that doesn't teach you anything, and you really don't learn what the deeper issues are. Emotions are really important in this picture as well. And a lot of children, if they don't know how to process their emotions and work with their emotions, they use food. And, and also children don't just go outside and play naturally the way everyone used to. It's a lot of the electronics. They want to stay inside. They want to play the video games. They're very disconnected from their emotions and they numb out. And then food contributes to that as well. So it's really easy for parents to give their kids food when they don't want to deal with the emotions or some of the issues going on in the household. I had mentioned to you at one point that I knew a little girl who weighed as much as I did. She was 9 years old. And to get her and her brother out to do exercise was just an uphill battle. But it's necessary, and then you feel better after it. But to get them to go into a space of what they weren't familiar with because they were allowed to act in a certain way was very, very challenging to get them into that space. But it's really important. It's important to talk to your children about their emotions and give them the tools how to process them instead of giving them a cupcake or, some ice cream. That's not the answer, and then that will cause lifelong issues and patterning, and then getting bariatric surgery, that's a band-aid for some bigger problems, and that can actually cause more problems. Every time we cut into the body, there's an opportunity for more to happen.
I can probably think of about 6 people that I treated over the years who ended up having, whether it was stapling or sleeve or whatever was in vogue at the time, I would see them 4 or 5 months later, and they would have lost maybe 70, 80 pounds, and it's amazing. They didn't really look healthy. They looked kind of emaciated, but they had lost a ton of weight. They didn't have to take insulin anymore and all these other positive things. But sadly, all 6 that I can think of right off the top of my head, a year later, they were every bit as big, if not bigger, than they had been originally, because if it's your goal to eat 9 Almond Joy bars in a day, you can do it after bariatric surgery if you cut them in really small pieces and eat one every 11 minutes. So
they're not looking at the deeper issues going on.
Right.
Why do you want to eat 9 almond bars?
Well, because television tells us that if you're having an awful day and if you're acting like Joe Pesci, all you need to do is eat a Snickers bar and you are suddenly yourself again.
Yeah. There's a show that I really love to watch, Extreme Weight Loss Makeover, and it's phenomenal to watch. The people drop about half their body weight, so usually about 200 pounds within 1 year with an extreme program. But if they don't have the support of the psycho-emotional part, they don't lose the weight. It's really interesting how their mind will sabotage the whole process. Because even though they say they want to lose the weight and get healthy, there are some deeper issues going on that if they are not addressed and helped, it sabotages the whole process.
Yeah, we are little emotional bundles, and we have to address that. And now that you're doing some coaching in my office for the weight loss method, you're aware that the phase 4, when people are have completed the program, we don't really let them go. They still come in first once a week for 4 weeks just to get measured and weighed and talk about what they're eating. They keep a journal. Then it's maybe twice a month for a couple of months and then once a month. And the beauty of doing, really purging your body of the stored fat is that you can do it at any time. We encourage people every 6 months or so just to take a look. We do a body composition analysis. If what has happened since we saw them several months ago is they've put on 5 pounds, that may not be a problem. If it's 5 pounds of muscle because they've been working out and eating really well, they get a high five and say, just come back in another 6 months. But if they've put on 5 pounds of fat for various reasons, most of them emotional, then we urge them to do maybe 2 weeks of a little purge or a cleanse. And isn't it a lot easier to lose 5 pounds of fat than it is 75 pounds?
Absolutely. And it's a process and it's retraining. And that's why if you can address it with children, it's much better than later on.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier. It's just easier to learn those tools when you're younger.
And with the energy healing work that you do, you can help these people, whether they're, you know, dieters or not on any particular diet, get to the root cause of why is it that they can't go one day without having a big glass of wine at night and maybe some Oreo cookies a few hours later.
Yeah. What are you trying to block or numb out? What emotion is it exactly?
Mm-hmm. So getting back to the childhood obesity issue, it's, you know, there's no meaner creature on this planet than an 11-year-old or a 12-year-old. And John Mulaney is the comedian that I was telling Tony, our producer, about, who does this funny, funny skit about if he sees a group of 11-year-olds walking down the street, he'll go out of his way to cross the street to get away from them because they will point something out about himself that he doesn't like.
Kids are so truthful.
Yeah, and there's a little bullying involved. So I have a few young people on the diet protocol who are being subjected to that, you know, they're not even significantly overweight, but because as pre-adolescents, they haven't come into their own yet and they haven't put on a lot of muscle mass. So the fat mass is much more observable and pronounced, and it's embarrassing. These kids don't want to go to the pool party and take off their shirt.
Or the locker room.
Right.
That's always tough.
Absolutely. So, you know, given the opportunity to be mean to somebody when you're 11, it's like, ooh, this is great. I can be mean. at least there's a lot of hope for these young kids just with a change in food intake and moms and dads who care enough to get them to eat in a healthful way, rather than just giving in to the, I want this, I want, you know, I want McDonald's, I want Chips Ahoy, which only compounds the problem and then really sets them up for lifelong chronic health issues. So if there's anything good about the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare, I believe what's coming down the pike is that you're going to pay more if you have a higher BMI.
What is BMI, Kevin, so people know?
Body Mass Index. Mm-hmm. And just like we said on a previous show, if you do actually take up two seats on the airplane, you should pay for two.
Mm-hmm.
So the theory is that if you've got a high body fat percentage, extremely overweight, out of shape, then you should pay more for your insurance coverage because you're going to be using a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, the healthy people can get a little bit of a discount, and the people who choose to remain unhealthy, their rates will go up. And it's just actuarial tables. But again, the biggest issue as a parent is you don't want your kids to be to feel hurt, whether they're 5, 25, 50, you know, it doesn't matter. You don't want your kids to have like low self-esteem, feel that when they look at themselves, they're sad about something, and then they find emotional solace in, you know, whether they're a little kid and just having a lot of cookies, or whether they're a college kid and start drinking a lot of beer.
Yeah, teach them healthy habits. Young.
Yeah.
But parents have to know that in order to teach that to their children.
Right.
And the two, I believe there are two young people who are working with you currently who phenomenal weight loss, just amazing the transformation in a number of months.
Yes, you met one last week.
Yeah.
He is, I believe, 18 and has lost 55 pounds.
In like 3 months or 4 months. It's amazing.
You know, the younger you are, the easier it is to make
True.
Significant changes and for those changes to, you know, become reality. So it doesn't mean that an 85-year-old can't have success
as
well.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, anyway, we are told that it's time to go to break. So this is Dr. Kevin Ziegel of Integrative Chiropractic and Wellness.
And Ariana Barrett, Certified Lifeline Practitioner.
All right. Thank you. Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Ziegel, owner of Integrative Chiropractic and Wellness in North Andover. I know it isn't easy to lose weight, but I found a program that helped me to lose 75 pounds and taught me that a diet isn't about how much you eat as much as it is what you eat. If you're struggling to lose weight, let me show you how the weight management program that saved my life can help you reach your weight loss goals. Call 978-688-5877 or visit idealhealthicw.com.
If you or a loved one need nursing care or medical assistance, Boston Home Health Aides LLC can provide it with skilled nursing professionals, therapists, and healthcare workers in the comfort of your own home. Boston Home Health Aides will assess your needs, then customize a plan to meet them. Boston Home Health Aides, providing home care services throughout the North Shore. Call them at 617-264-0200 or visit bhhaid.com. Boston Home Health Aides, bringing global healthcare expertise to your home. Comprehensive home care. That's what Boston Home Health Aides LLC can provide you or a loved one. Their highly skilled staff of RNs, LPNs, health aides, and therapists offer a full range of services to clients throughout the North Shore, including physical therapy, med supervision, and overall care management. For more information, call Boston Home Health Aides at 617-264-0200 or visit bhhaid.com. Boston Home Health Aides, bringing global health care expertise to your home.
We are back to Share the Health Radio. This is Dr. Kevin Ziegel of Integrative Chiropractic and Wellness in North Andover. And
Ariana Barrett, Certified Lifeline Practitioner, also in North Andover.
So we were just discussing a few things during the break, and one of them is kind of spinning off of what we're talking about, emotion, the emotional component of why people get sick or why they develop obesity. And there's a book called Emotional Intelligence. Corporations tend to use it in a very negative way, whereas if you utilize it when you're trying to help, whether it's a patient or a dieter or a client, you can utilize helping them to come to terms with their emotions in a very positive, effective way. The way that corporations sadly will utilize it is they'll give you the questionnaire when you're applying for the job. One of the questions might be, you observe a fellow employee stealing. You should A, call the police, B, tell a supervisor, C, do nothing, D, speak with that individual. And the correct answer that a corporation wants to see is C, do nothing, because they want their employees to have to be able to divorce themselves of the emotion in their job and just do what they're told to do.
Right. And what is so important is empowering yourself and learning the tools to process your emotions. And that's the work that I do. So it's the opposite of following the lead. It is following your own lead and your own heart and your own intuition. And that's where we are all moving towards now.
So let's talk about blubbering, because we were discussing
blubbering.
Yes. Well, what I'm talking about is when somebody has a breakthrough and they suddenly just have a little bit of an emotional meltdown.
Mm.
And you were doing some coaching with me this past weekend, and there was one of the dieters had a very emotional moment.
Yeah, I saw she was very disappointed. I think she only lost 1 pound, and she was looking for much more weight loss in 1 week. And it wasn't the beginning. In the beginning, you lose a lot right in the beginning. And I could just tell right away her self-worth. It was right there. And I just felt it. The energy shifted. Everything just kind of felt heavy and came down. And I really felt I needed to give her a hug on the way out to tell her, like, it's okay. You know, and again, we can have weeks that are off. We can have weeks based on hormones that change in terms of the success of weight loss. But she really needed to know it had nothing to do with her self-worth. And that's the part where, for a lot of people, wait, it's about their self-worth, and it's not. You need to know how incredible and wonderful you are regardless of what you weigh. Mm. You need to be able to love yourself unconditionally. And honestly, when you were able to get to that point, which can take steps and can be challenging, that weight will come off, because those sabotaging habits, you know, stuffing down your emotions with food, those will stop. Those will just naturally stop. So it really is about learning how to love ourselves, which I know sounds touchy-feely, woo-woo, but in essence, every one of those spiritual, metaphysical, self-help books, that's the thread. That's the core. It's about loving ourselves.
And I did follow up with her, and I think part of her disappointment was that her husband, who is also doing the protocol, they're doing it together, he lost like 4 pounds that
right.
week,
competition,
despite the fact that he ate some things that he should not have. Mm-hmm. And I explained that, you know, men do lose much more rapidly because of the muscle mass and mm-hmm. the testosterone levels. Again, the emotional component of every aspect of your life has to be taken into account, whether it's difficulties that you're having at work, difficulties in your relationship, whatever. When you get to the core of what's making you tick, usually you find out some information, especially if they work with you in a Lifeline session. I find out some things that have been blocking me from moving forward and getting to where I really want and need to be. And it's no different when it comes to making a change in your life, going from having a very high amount of stored fat and a lot of chronic inflammation and dis-ease to making that change to purging that. So
think of your life as a diamond. It's multifaceted. You need to reflect and look at every component of it in order to see the whole. So things that are going on at work, things that are going on in your romantic relationships, things that are going on with your family, your home, your friendships, it's all a reflection of what's going on within. We send out a radio signal or an attractor field. And then the things that we attract in get our attentions at different parts of ourselves that we haven't looked at to heal. So everything is a reflection back if we can see it that way. And it's a gift in strange wrapping paper, it seems at times, but it's a gift, something to look at, something to work on and to heal.
And I'm going to refrain from breaking into Shine Bright Like a Diamond. What's her
Please
name?
Don't sing Rihanna. Nobody yeah. wants to hear that at 7:30 in the morning.
The gym that I go to, they play all this horrible music.
I like that song. I don't think I'd like it if you sang it, but I like that song.
When you hear it 19 times an hour, it's a little overkill. But I've been at the time in the past early on a weekday morning, and I believe at age 55, I'm by far the youngest person there. Everybody else, there are a lot of 80-year-old women with the painted-on eyebrows. You know, they're at
lovely
their stretches. And they'll be playing this yo music that is just like prison yard music. It's awful.
Does it get them to move, though? Because then it's accomplished what it's supposed to do.
It's always elevated my blood pressure and my cortisol levels. And no, it's you know, the way I look at it is somebody else loves that music, so I'll just make my earbuds louder.
I was going to say, yeah, you should bring your own music.
Always BYOM at the gym. So, and, you know, music. I'm glad we're touching
on Let's talk
on
about
that
music.
Because my youngest, my second son, is a music aficionado, DJ on his high school radio station. And music, he's so passionate about it. It's wonderful. And I realized that even though I don't have the talent that he has picking up a guitar or playing the drums, when I'm alone in my car driving down the highway, I crank the music and I become Elvis Costello and Neil Young and XTC and all these people, because in my mind I sound every bit as good as them. And I always feel great.
That's
the,
do what makes you happy. Do what brings you joy. It's really that simple. So if it is turning on the radio, watching a movie that makes you laugh, hanging out with friends where you just, your stomach hurts from laughing so much, do those things, because the more joy you experience, the more you attract it in.
Absolutely. And music hath the charm to soothe the savage beast, right? Isn't that the old? So it's very important to, you know, I think almost everyone in the listening area here has some favorite music. Hopefully they play that on WBOQ 24/7. And when you're enjoying something, whether it's music or a piece of art or something that makes you happy, there are chemicals that get released that are extremely healthful, endorphins, to name just one group. But, you know, that's why if you are in a job or in a relationship that is just killing you, or in the case of people who are chemically sensitive, working in an environment where you're breathing in things that are just making you sick, just, you know, get out of it. Change that environment.
Absolutely. We have to constantly readjust. And I know I mentioned the book, Hidden Messages in Water, Dr. Masaru Emoto, Japanese scientist, who set high vibrational things and low vibrational things to water, froze it, took a picture, and then beautiful crystals formed or didn't. He also did research with music. He played jazz music. He played classical music. He played heavy metal music, froze that water, took pictures. So the jazz music, beautiful crystals, and so the classical music, the same. And actually, the crystals look different. It's kind of funny. They almost have the personality, the characteristics of the music. But the heavy metal music actually couldn't form crystals because of the frequency. So it's just very interesting. So we're water. We're 75% water. So the music we listen to actually affects us on the cellular level. So think about that.
I am so thankful that my three kids love the music that they love, because they had no choice. They were strapped into car seats when they were babies, and they were listening to my music. And now they absolutely love that music. In fact, I did an experiment. Once I played that music, then I froze them. And opening up the windows in the winter. And, no, just joking.
I have an 8-year-old niece who loves all the 60s and 70s music. She was in the car and she made me stop on that radio station to listen to Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin.
That's fantastic.
She wasn't even born anywhere near Led Zeppelin time. It was amazing. She loves all that music.
Well, certain music just doesn't even know a time.
Frame. True. I mean, yeah. If it's good music, it's good music. So
right. And that's why. And of course, you know, the concept that maybe that she's been here before.
Yeah.
And, you know, if one of my kids suddenly starts listening to 40s music, then I'll probably, you know, take a pause at that. But
and it fits her personality. Where my 10-year-old niece, she's kind of like the librarian. And then the younger one, she is like adrenaline junkie. Like, she's like the boy you never had, the son you never had. So she loves just, and so all that kind of music is really up her alley, AC/DC, all that stuff.
So if a child, this ties right into, you know, the emotion, mm-hmm. because music just carries your emotions, carries mm-hmm. you to a place where you're either smiling, having a favorite memory come back into you, or you're sad and you're mm-hmm. driving down the road crying. And if that, you know, if you utilize things that you love, like music and about which you are passionate, then that can bring you to a better level of health.
Absolutely. And then you attract in more of those healthy things. When you get to that, every time you go up a notch vibrationally, you're going to attract in that new vibration.
Mm-hmm. So, I encourage people to, you know, take ownership of making themselves more healthy, hook up with a good coach who can help you to get what you want to achieve, but don't ignore all of these other aspects, because thankfully we're not robots.
No.
We are creatures with emotion and feelings. And
that's the beauty of being human. Mm-hmm. And I will add too, find a practitioner you resonate with. If it's a chiropractor, massage therapist, weight loss specialist, you know, healer, whomever, if you don't resonate with them, because you're receiving their energy, even though you don't realize it, if you don't resonate with them, it's not going to work. It's not going to click, and you'll know.
Yeah. My primary care is great. He laughs at my jokes, tells me some good ones.
You're
himself.
Paying him. You realize that you're paying him. He has to laugh at your jokes.
Yes, but he also, you know, I say, yeah, right, colonoscopy, give me a break. And he doesn't force, you know, he's good about working
honoring
with me,
what you want, yeah.
Knowing that there are certain things that I'm just not going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, we still have those choices.
Absolutely.
So in any event, it's extremely important. And we've mentioned this in previous episodes, even before you joined the team here.
Thank goodness.
Yes. I mentioned about how you have to have a really good working relationship with your healthcare team.
That's a great way to put it.
And
absolutely.
If there's a member of your team who doesn't want to play, like the, you know, when I used to coach Little League, the kid in right field that sat down, took off his glove and started playing with the grass.
Switch him out. Find someone else.
Exactly. Because you're
have too
a good
important.
Sense.
You're right. Too important.
Absolutely. And if somebody is, I have so many people who have come to me and when I'm wearing my chiropractic hat and they say, oh God, I can't tell my medical doctor that I'm taking these vitamins. He'd be upset. Give me a break.
Find someone new. You got to honor yourself.
Understands that, yes, nutritional supplements can often, 9 times out of 10, be extremely helpful.
Oh, absolutely.
And let them know that it's important to you.
Yeah. And now, Kevin, cover yours, because you're a wonderful chiropractor. I just need people to know that you're a fantastic chiropractor.
Oh, thank you.
But I want your head to
please
be able to
sit up straight when you say that.
I want your head not to get too big so you can walk through the door.
Well, if I, you know, ever over-adjust, then that person will spin their head completely around. But, well, thank you. I appreciate that. And, again, the work that you do, you are amazing at.
Thank you.
I've done several sessions with you and had a lot of breakthroughs. We're being told that it's time to wrap up. And I hope that folks have enjoyed this. If they want to get in touch with me at Integrative Chiropractic and Wellness, the phone number is 978-688-5877. The email is sharethehealthradio@gmail.com. And you can call up and ask any questions about whatever you want. And Ariana, I'll let you give your contact info.
Absolutely. You can find me on Facebook, Ariana Barrett, B-A-H, as in happy, R-E-T. Or you can call me, 928-451-2561. I hope you have a fabulous weekend.
Welcome next weekend to Ariana doing a solo
flying
show.
Solo.
Because I will be indisposed for that week. I will look forward to being back with you in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And thank you again, listeners, for listening to Share the Health Radio here at 104.9 WBOQ.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.